analogy from a TV show, Forged in Fire, to kind of try and get to that point. And this morning I want to move us beyond it, but it doesn't take us, I want to move us to the next step, I guess I would say. It doesn't call us to forget about the last 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever it is. It's actually the great reminder for where we go from here. And God goes on, and when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, the promise, right? The promised land, we're familiar with that, the promised land, but the promise, the land that he swore to bring in you into, swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give you. And we can immediately jump to the New Testament, and if you've been doing that two-year Bible read through twice this past week, we were reminded to the God of Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. So when he's fulfilling this promise, he's not fulfilling it to the dead. He's fulfilling it to the living, just no longer walking the earth. He says that when I bring you into that land to give you, and then he gives us this great list, with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat and are full. So this one's kind of difficult for us. And the reason it's difficult for us is because we are so, our mindset is such that we are capable of doing these things, of building our homes, of planting our vineyards, of digging our cisterns. And dare I say that while this is appropriate and while it's directly talking to the promise being fulfilled to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob into the promised land, dare I say that today we each need to be reminded, I don't care if you physically did build your house, you didn't build your house. I don't care if you physically dug your well, you didn't dig your well. You didn't plant your garden. We sit here in a nation in which we are quite... what? Boastful. Yeah. Arrogant, self-reliant, privileged. We didn't build these cities. We didn't build our homes. We didn't build our gardens. We didn't build our wells. God did. God did. And somehow we get it into our minds that we've done all of this. And I think right up front here, one of the things that God is putting on the coattails of this conversation of discipleship is one of the best avenues of discipleship is to remember. To remember that this stuff wasn't yours to begin with. And the ultimate reality that this stuff isn't yours to take along. Right? We get to be stewards. We get to be stewards in the journey on which God has us. And we go on and then take it well. And when you eat and are full, how many of us, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, because then we might have to confess gluttony or something like that. But in all honesty, when was the last time that any of us were truly hungry that we couldn't just reach around the corner and grab something? I know we might have had to press a couple buttons on the microwave, right, to warm it up or turn the burner on the stove or kick on the oven. But when you're walking through a desert for 40 years eating manna, drinking water from rocks, you begin to become appreciative of the finer things of life, vegetables and meat and other stuff that you can have. I think quail gets old after a while. My brother is raising quail for quail eggs. And I'm just reminded I can crack one egg while he cracks three or four. So, So when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to bring you in, and he gives to you cities and houses and cisterns and vineyards, and when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord. That's the human propensity. That is the human propensity. To step into the situation, to encounter, experience, embrace the blessings of God, and then take the next step and forget about it. Forget where it came from. Forget how you're a part of enjoying it. And we then become assumptive that it's our right to have it. That it's our privilege to have it, and we should just not have to worry about it. Then take care lest you forget. If you look back a couple of chapters to chapter 4, we're reminded in chapter 4, verse 9, only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. There's this theme that runs throughout Deuteronomy. Take care lest you forget. And dare I say that all of us, maybe not this morning, but dare I say that all of us through the spiritual journey of our lives needs to have that woven in our minds over and over and over. Take care lest you forget. How easy it is to forget. To forget where we came from. To forget where we are. To forget where we're headed. To forget whose we are. And so, right on the coattails of teaching on discipleship, that we're supposed to do these things, right? Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your muchness. And you shall teach them diligently to your children. When should you teach them? Always. When you're walking, when you're sitting, when you're lying down, when you're eating dinner. This is the continuation of this, right? When you're enjoying the cities that you didn't build, when you're living in the houses that you didn't construct and they're full of things, when you enjoy fresh water out of cisterns that you didn't dig, when you enjoy vineyards and olive trees that you never planted, when you eat and you sit there and go, that was a great meal, don't forget. Perhaps one of the most significant things in discipleship that we neglect is the don't forget. See, I can sit here and I can tell you stories all day long of the ways God has blessed people, myself included. But the reality is, the best stories, the most convincing stories for me in my spiritual journey are the stories that I was a part of. So be careful, lest you forget. The most powerful transformative element in discipleship is the memory. It's the love of God bringing to our memory the things of God, the work of God. Then take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. We get in our comfort zone and we forget the slavery that we've been in. We get in our comfort zone and we forget the bondage which tied us down. We get in our comfort zone and we forget the way we used to live. The life that God is bringing us out of. We get in our comfort zone and we feel like, why does everybody else not get it? We get in our comfort zone and we expect everybody else to be there. We get in our comfort zone and we forget God. That's the American way of life. I've shared this with a couple of people. When we were at our district conference field forum in Portland, I attended a seminar. What seminar doesn't matter. But one of the ladies was sharing, she's pastor of refugees at Salem, actually, where Caleb's going to be gone. And she had just returned in the past couple of weeks from, I believe it was Peru. And she was at that moment in time visiting with a refugee family from Iraq. Talking about what's going on, and they were talking about how how the church was growing, but it has to be entirely underground, and they function in small groups, home churches of no more than 15 people, and no one home church knows where any other home church meets or when they meet for the safety of that home church. But here's the kicker. And I think this is the part of memory and forgetting that we need to re-engage with. Let's just say Jim, because Jim's in the front row and he enjoys me using him as an illustration. Jim comes to me and says, I've heard about Christ and I suspect you're part of a home church and I really want to become part of it. Jim and I would begin meeting for the next 6 months. Not just occasionally, but on a very, very regular basis. And I'm going to share something with you that is a totally foreign concept to us in America. But the pastors, the leaders in the home churches would spend the next 6 months convincing Jim he should not follow Jesus Christ. And if at the end of that 6 months, Jim would say, I still want to follow Jesus, then he would be brought into the church. We forget the way of life that was. And I think that in 2018, it's time for us to begin to remember the way that life will probably be. And so it becomes essential for us to not forget. It becomes essential for us to take care, to diligently remember how God has moved in us. Because there will be incredible temptations to depart from God. Things are not going to get easier, they're going to get worse. Life is not going to get easier, it's going to get worse. The job that you have, that I have, is not a job that I created. It's a job that God created and gave to me for whatever period of time, gave to you for whatever period of time. Take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. We become complacent, we become comfortable, and we forget God. We forget God's desire and longing for us to pursue holiness, to pursue righteousness, to pursue love above all things, to offer hope, to express faith, because we forget the Lord, because we become comfortable in our environment. So this morning, you get to finish out the sermon. Pull out a piece of paper. See, here's the deal. Following Jesus is not meant to be easy or simple. It is. Follow Jesus. But everything around us is pulling against us and we don't realize that. And so it is crucial that we get back to those realities in our life, our history, our stories that call us to remember the Lord. So actually, Sarah, I'm going to let you out of this. If you don't mind coming back up to the keyboard. So we're going to start with a few minutes of just music playing. Non-lyrical music so that it doesn't force you to think one way or another. And I just want you to remember your story. Jot things down. Where has God shown up in your life? What are the houses that you did not build? What are the cisterns that you did not dig? What are the vineyards, the gardens, the things of this life that you did not plant?
Write them down, lest you forget.